16. Okay, we're here. And we've got 8 in here, so plus me, so that's 25. That's fun. Hopefully everyone who's doing the challenge, you have your little calendars printed out and got that going. I have mine on my dining room table, and I can't wait to see them as you go. And if you didn't join yet and you want to, you can start really anytime and join in with us, okay? So I'm going to do something every day. I actually have been doing something every day. Sometimes it's just the Tibetan, sometimes it's a little bit of something, and it just makes such a difference. Because every day I wake up, I'm like in pain, right, in my back if I don't move it. And then as soon as I move it, I'm like, oh, I'm good for the day. So we all have our thing. Could be physical, could be mental, energy, whatever. So even if it's just 10 minutes, there's a lot of opportunities, and I know it will help you. So you guys ready to breathe? Yeah? Okay. You all look ready out there. So as we go through the class, just try to follow each word and move as you hear it. You don't have to try to control the timing or anything like that. You just kind of be pulled along gently by the river of my voice. Okay, you can just float around. You don't have to paddle upstream. All right, interlace the fingers, touch your knuckles underneath the chin. You already have to paddle upstream enough trying to lock your leg, right? You don't have to add extra work. All right, so stand up nice and tall, knuckles stay with the chin the whole time. Let's start, please. Inhale, breathing, elbows lift up towards the ceiling. Keep your chin down, pressing into the fingers. Breathe in as much as you can, rib cage expanding. Now exhale, breathing, head up, open your mouth. Push your chin back with your knuckles. Hands come together slowly, cross your thumbs, and then elbows come together. Nice, Brad. Inhale, breathing. Separate and lift the elbows up. Chin pushes down against the fingers. Breathe in a little bit more, everybody. Chin comes all the way down. Now exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth. Push your head back. Only back bending the neck. Try to see the wall behind you. Elbows come together. Nice one, Lori. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Halfway. 4, 5. 6. Exhale, breathing. 1, chest up. 2, 3. Look way back. 4, 5. Little more stomach in. 6. Hold it in. Looks good, Nick. Inhale, breathing. Head down. Good sucking in of the stomach. Now, as you're at the end of the inhale, look for your rib cage to expand to both sides of the chest. Exhale, head up. Lift up the center of the chest at the breastbone. So you keep the spine nice and straight. Elbows come together. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, breathe in a little more, 6. Exhale, breathing, 1, look up, 2, 3, look back, 4, 5, good, Veronica, stomach in, hold it in, very good, inhale, head down, I can see it, so good. Complete depression of your abdominal wall, but maximum expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, head up. Stand up nice and tall. Let the shoulders relax completely. Elbows forward towards the mirror and then together. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Halfway. 4, 5. Keep going. Breathe in more. 6. Exhale, breathing. 1. Chest up. 2, 3. Look way back. 4, 5. Hips can go a little bit forward. 6. Elbows together. Again, please inhale by your throat. Try to take in the same amount of air by the throat on each of the 6 counts of the inhale. Now exhale, head up, mouth open, but still you're controlling the flow of air by the throat. Little extra strength at the end to get the last bit of air out. Inhale, breathing. Good sound in the room, you guys. Elbows help you lift the chest and spine up towards the ceiling. Nice, Lori. Exhale, breathing. Keep the breastbone lifted. Make sure the head goes slowly back too, taking the full 6 counts to get it all the way back bent. Inhale, breathing, head down. So you bend the neck, right? You go from neck straight at the end of the inhale, right here, chin down, Cheryl, all the way, look straight ahead, and then exhale, there you go, push the head back, and then all the way at the end of the exhale, you have the neck in a pretty deep back bend, elbows come together, inhale, 1, 2, 3, halfway, 4, 5, keep going, breathe in, 6, exhale, 1, lift the chest, 2, 3, good arms, Jim, 4, look way back, 5, elbows together, 6, inhale, breathing, elbows separate and lift. That's a good pace, Larry. Good, very nice movement of arms and head. Exhale, nice and slow on the exhale too. If you notice that your head likes to drop back really quick, That just means something's a little bit weak there. You'll get stronger. Inhale, breathing, head down. But it also means you need to get it stronger by moving a little slower. So hold at the top here, elbows up. And now exhale, slowly the head goes back into the neck bend. Push the chin, but the chin resists the knuckles. Elbows come together. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five, elbows towards the ceiling, six. Exhale, breathing, one, chest up, two, three, look way back, four, five, little more stomach in, six, hold it in. Inhale, breathing, head down. Try to keep your chin and knuckles together like glue throughout the breathing exercise. Exhale, push the chin with your knuckles. The shoulders can drop down, they'll loosen up. Push the head all the way back, try to see the wall behind you. Inhale, head down, a few more in the first set. Keep the maximum body weight to your heels, please, especially at the end of the inhale. Exhale, breathing, push the chin. But the chin resists against the knuckles as well, so it's not dropping back or out of control. Last two, please. Inhale by the throat. Good. Chin comes down, pressing against the fingers, now stretching out the fingers. Exhale, breathing. Mouth open, push the head back. Now make sure spine stays straight, neck below the neck. Chest up, stomach in. There you go. Chest up, stomach in. One more chest up, stomach in. Last one. Inhale. You got it. That's good. That's going to help you bend the neck and move the shoulders. Everyone breathe in a little bit more at the top. Exhale, head up. Push the chin back with your knuckles. Use your extra strength at the end of the exhale. Try to get all the air out. Elbows come together. That's enough. Arms down. What happens, Kate, if you don't let your chin and knuckles separate? Have you tried that lately? All right. Well, there are many ways I could have said that to you. So like when you interlace, when you have knuckles with the chin, literally this part of the, this finger and this part of the finger and this part of the chin, they actually are like glue, like super, super, super glue. Just see what happens. It might feel different. You might not be able to bring the head back as far, but let's give it a try. All right. Second set. Interlace fingers, touch knuckles underneath the chin. All right, stand up nice and tall, weight to the heels. One more stomach and bread, chest up. Yes, now hold it like that and inhale. One, elbows up, two, three, halfway, four, keep the chin down, five, you got it, six. Now exhale, one, look back, two, three, push the chin, four, with your fingers, five, elbows together, six. Inhale, breathing, head down. Chin pushes against the fingers, and it's the same part of the fingers the whole time. Exhale, head up. You can pretend they're one body part, okay? Your chin finger, that's a thing now. Finger chin, they're one part. Inhale, breathing, head down. So you can feel them not only contacting each other, but even having a little bit of pressure between them the whole time. Exhale, breathing, head up. Open your mouth, push the chin back. Now, without back bending at the waistband, that's better, Nick. Hips just a little bit forward. Inhale, one, stomach in, two. Three, very nice, Brad, four. Five, breathe in more, six, hold it. Exhale, one, chest up, two. Three, push the head back, four. Five, you can let the shoulders relax completely. Inhale, breathing, head down. Suck in your stomach, tightening up. Depression of the abdominal wall, expansion of the rib cage. Exhale, breathing, lift up the chest. Hips a little forward with your weight to the heels, but make sure stomach stays in, breastbone lifting up. Inhale, one, two, three, halfway, four, five. Elbows help you, inhale. Exhale, one, head up, two, three. Push the chin, four, suck in your stomach, five. Stand up tall, six, elbows together. You got it, Kate. Inhale, head down. Keep going, stomach in. Suck it in again, tightening up. Hold it in, freeze. Exhale, push the head back slowly. Take the full six counts for your head to go all the way back, elbows together. All right, inhale, head down. Good stomach in, Brad. Look for your rib cage now to expand, everyone, to both sides of the chest. Exhale, head up. One, mouth open, two, three, look way back, four, five, squeeze out every bit of air, six. Last two, please inhale, breathing. Elbows separate and lift chin down. No, at the end, just a little bit beyond what you've done so far. Exhale, head up. Keep the chest up. Drop the shoulders. That's it, Todd. The shoulder blades can slide down and around. The elbows stay high and come together. Last one, please. Inhale. Deepest breath that you can take. More and more. Now exhale, head up, push the chin back. As you get to the end of the exhale, I want you to suck in your stomach, push out as much air as you can. Excellent. Change arms down to the sides. Oh, you're pushing the mask. Ah, gotcha. Yeah. Yes, things are a little weird. Kate said it's a little weird because when she pushes her chin back, the mask slips and maybe it's a little annoying and, you know, not as a complaint, just an observation. She was very clear. I swear I'm not complaining. Anyway, it is, and then she said it's a little weird, and I said, yeah, I mean, all of this is a little weird. But you know what? We got to keep on going. So all right, let's do half moon pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. I didn't mean keep going with the class, although we do. Interlace fingers, point to fingers up, take a deep breath, stretch up, go right and left. I mean, we can't just sit down and say, oh, well, it's a little weird. Because then everything just gets stuck. So do your nice deep breaths. Try to touch the ceiling. Inhale, reach up. Inhale, reach up. It's very nice. Keep the breathing smooth in and out by the nose. And enjoy a little stretch here. All right, come back up. Stop in the middle. Now, breathing always normal means it's smooth and it's by the nose and it's not chaotic. So do your best with that, please, at all times. Push your hips forward, weight to the heels. Opening up hips and pelvis, arms back, chin up, opening up chest, rib cage strengthening the neck. Now, when you inhale, suck in your stomach, go up more with your arms. Try to touch the ceiling and begin slowly. Bend your upper body to the right. Good start, Melissa. At the same time, push your hips to the left without bending the elbows. And if they bend, just squeeze hands and reach, and they'll get straight eventually. And without bending the knees, and if they bend, stand tall. And just insist, all right? You know that you could stand up with the legs straight. Now you just have to contract the muscles to keep the knees straight. Push your hips to the left side of the room. So you create a stretch all over the left side of the body, inside out, bones to the skin, all the way up to the fingertips. Check right now, after you've gotten into it a little bit, that the maximum body weight is still on your heels and you have the stomach in. These things tend to fall away from the posture, but then we reincorporate them. So hips a little forward. Now arms back and chin up. So you actually come down in a straight line from the side. When you inhale next, pick up the chin, look straight ahead. Now, squeeze your hands a little more. Get that nice grip. There you go, Nick. Use your finger strength, pressing the fingers into the palms so the palms press together. Reach out, push your hands past the head to the right side wall. Exhale, come down, push your hips to the left. Inhale, breathing, come up. Stop in the middle. Chin up, arms back, body weight to the heels. So hips and thighs contract. You got to use the leg muscles. Inhale, stomach and try to touch the ceiling. Begin to the left. So bend your upper body to the left and at the same time, push your hips to the right. Standing tall with the stomach and chin up, chest up. Good, Sean, and weight on the heels. Now push your hips so you see in the mirror the hips go closer to the wall to your right. Suck in your stomach again. Take a deep breath while holding the stomach in. At first, when you first start this, or even for quite some time, when you try to take a deep breath with the stomach and you feel like, well, I can't breathe in. What are you talking about? I know. We have to keep trying to inhale fully with the stomach in so that the rib cage does expand. We have to use that kind of force. Now come down a little more, push your hips to the right, keeping the weight to the heels and both knees straight. All right, Nick, weight to the heels, stand tall on the legs. You can do it. You don't have to go down super far. Just straighten the knees, chin up. Good, now interlace fingers, nice tight grip. Reach out to the left side, you got it. Come down, push your hips one more to the right. Excellent. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. Nick, you are working so hard. Take a deep breath, eyes open, drop your head all the way back. It pays off and it will continue to. Now look for the floor behind you. Immediately bring your arms back towards your ears. Try to touch the wall behind you. So first you look back, you notice I'm breathing by the nose, I'm breathing normally. Okay, now push your hands past the face and try to touch the spot on the wall that you're looking at. Take a nice deep breath. Now exhale, push your hips forward. Push your stomach forward, push your thighs forward. Maximum body weight stays on the heels. Now reach back, go back, way back, look back. Inhale, breathing, slowly come up. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Bend your knees, put your hands on the floor in front of you. Take your time forward bending, always suck in your stomach. If you need to walk your hands down the thighs, fine. Where you're headed, those arms glued with your ears until you touch the floor. So anywhere on that spectrum is fine. You just push a little more or less depending on pain and ability to breathe. All right. Now, grab the heels from behind. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. If you needed that warm-up, that's fine always. Bend the one knee at a time. Then grab the heels, scooping them up. So all 10 fingers point straight ahead towards the mirror. If you can't reach the heels, slide the fingertips underneath the toes or the outsides of the feet. And now pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. So from the side, if I look at you, I can't see through upper body and the legs. There's no gap, no room for lighter air. Good. Now pull on the heels, push your knees back. Try to lock the legs, creating a stretching sensation all over underneath the legs. It's very good, Nick. Keep pushing knuckles and the toes to the floor. Elbows towards the back wall once you have the heels, please. One more. Roll forward so the weights to the toes. Exhale. Pull on the heels. Push your knees back. Bring your hands back around in front of you on the floor. Interlace the hands and inhale. Come up, arms and head together. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Arms down to the sides. Take a deep breath in. Nice, smooth, full inhale. And let the air go out slowly, please. So it doesn't just fly out and then you're holding your breath. We moderate and manage the breathing in yoga. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release pointer fingers, cross your thumbs. Right when you inhale, suck in your stomach, chin up, try to touch the ceiling. Go ahead, please. Bend your upper body to the right. At the same time, push your hips to the left, realizing your legs. Right, you have legs, but we don't always feel or realize what they're doing. So this self-realization process of yoga, you can start with the knee joints and where the body weight is. Body weight on the heels, my knees are straight and I know it, and I'm contracting the thighs. And then keeping that, push your hips a little bit to the left. So you create the stretch all over the left side of the body. Now when you inhale, hi Cassandra, very nice to see you. Pick the chin up, arms back. Make sure the stomach stays in though. If you're just joining us, go ahead and do a set of the breathing exercise, Cassandra. If you didn't, okay, you already did it. Okay, come down a little more, everybody, for five. Keep the weight to the heels, four. There you go, Veronica, three. Suck in your stomach, two. Chin up, arms back, Todd, one. All right. Inhale, breathing, come up, stop in the middle. So start with that. Chin up, arms back, stomach in. That's it. Inhale, try to touch the ceiling, upper body to the left. At the same time, push your hips to the right. Very good for your upper back, Todd. The chin up, arms back with the stomach in. So excellent, you guys. Not just for your posture, right? There's some concern about, oh, sit up straight, stand up. It's not just for the heck of it because you're looking better and taller, but for your lungs, for your rib cage. You want to have the upper back in a way that it doesn't really let you slouch all day. It doesn't feel right. All right, come down a little more, keeping the weight to the heels and knees straight. Squeeze hands one more, Nick. Push your hands out. Beyond the center of the head. This is good, Tracy. Tilt your wrist so you point back 2 more inches right there. Now push your hands past the head. Exhale. Come down. Push your hips to the right. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Backward bending. First, take a deep breath so that you can relax in your back bend and be strong. Drop your head all the way back. Immediately, arms back towards your ears, please. Now, whatever you see something behind you, point towards it. Then push your hands closer to that spot. So you push the hands past the face. Very nice, Brad. Just breathe smoothly, please. On your next exhale, push the hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Good, Michelle. Push the thighs forward. Standing tall. Legs are contracted. Weight on the heels for 3. Tip the chin back. 2. Push your hands past the face. Reach for the floor. Daniela, go back, way back. Reach back. Total spine back bends. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. First, you stretch up and then come forward. Now, try to keep your arms with your ears and chin up on the way down. Squeeze hands, Larry. Reach up. Lock your elbows. Go touch the wall in front of you. There you go. All right. Once you're down there, a little warm-up is fine. Bend one knee at a time, moving the hips back and forth. Daniela, did anything hurt when you were back there in the back bend? Okay. That was good. You went back, something relaxed, and you went a little further and more complete, like more comprehensively in your spine. That was good. Grab the heels. I just want to make sure it didn't irritate down here. Okay, so that means she's going to do it in her next class. That's what I was really asking her. Pull on the heels. Pull on the heels. I'm so sneaky. I'm not sorry. I love you. We're good. Pull on the heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. Stomach on the thighs, chest on the knees, face on the legs below the knees. But that means now you guys know, if you don't want to do something next class, tell me that it hurts. Pull on the heels, push your knees back, try to lock the legs. Now, we have an honest situation going on here. Roll forward so the body weight is distributed across the base of all 10 toes. Nick, that's good. Just push knuckles and toes down to press the upper body to the legs. Very good, Brad. Pull on the heels, push the knees back, try to lock the knees. Now bring your hands back around in front of you. Once they're together, ideally they're still on the floor, then interlace and come up, arms and head together. Take a deep breath, try to touch the ceiling. Exhale, arms down to the side. Take a deep breath in. Exhale smoothly by your nose. Do you know that you're exhaling while you're exhaling? The answer might be yes, the answer might be no, but you gotta start with the question, yeah? All right, awkward poses next. Right foot step out to the right. 6 inches from the left foot. Heels invisible behind the toes, please. Inhale, breathing, arms up parallel to the floor. Tricep muscles contracted, all 5 fingers together on each hand. All the way to the ends of the fingernails, next stretch. There you go. Now exhale, suck in your stomach, sit down, feet flat position. Maximum body weight on your heels. So get your hips back and drop the hips down. So you get the tops of the thighs parallel to the floor. Very nice form, Tracy. Suck in your stomach. Tightening up, rib cage visible from the front. Now lift your chest up. Lean your total upper body back. Looks good, Nick. Sit down more, upper body back more. 1 more inch, everybody. Inhale, come up. Arms stay there. Stand up on the tiptoes as high as possible. Imagine I'm picking you up from the top of the head. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, and top of the head up towards the ceiling. Now sit right down on the tops of the toes. Nice start. Push the big toes down, heels up. Stay right there, no lower, Todd. Come up higher on the tiptoes so the ankles press forward and the knees actually feel like they're lifting up. Very good posture. Heels up, knees up, sit down, Veronica. You don't have to tuck the hips too much, just drop the hips down and then we'll get the hips in line. Inhale, breathing, come up. Nick, very good one. Heels down. For the third part, come up a little bit on your toes. Bring your knees together. Inhale, stretch your entire spine up towards the ceiling and slowly sit down. You actually want me to see whether your legs are locked or not, Larry? Is that what that moving the camera is about? Sit down slowly, keeping the knees together all the way down and stretch your spine up towards the ceiling all the way down. You got it, Keith. Energize arms. They're very good. Just a little extra stretch out to the fingertips. Good, good arms, Nick. Drop the shoulders down, chest up. Now, if the knees don't hurt, you can lift your hips up a little bit. Even take 1 or 2 giant bounces. Hold at the top. Inhale and come up, keeping the knees together all the way up. All right, right foot back to the left. Nice arms, Cassandra, very good. Arms down to the side, take a deep breath in. Exhale by the nose. If you missed the announcement at the beginning of class, if you still want to sign up for the challenge, it's not too late. Just email me, I'll send you the stuff, okay? Second set, right foot step out. And it's on the website also. Feet parallel to each other. Now I want you to insist, Nick, on the second one that your feet don't turn out or roll in or out, okay? Arms up parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath. Exhale, suck in your stomach. Begin. Sit down, feet flat position. So you might not sit as low, you might not lean as far back, but make that your number one job, besides breathing, of course. So hips back, sit down, stomach in. Now you just hold it, breathing smoothly. Imagine that you're pushing your fingertips into the mirror, and with that pressure, upper body goes back. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, up on the tiptoes, please. Keep the legs straight in the setup. Suck in your stomach, stretch your entire spine, center of the chest, top of the head up towards the ceiling, and now sit right down on the tops of the toes. Just 10 counts, heels up, 9. That's it, Brad. 8, push ankles forward, 7. Legs should shake, 6, 5. Sitting in the chair, 4. Lean back a little bit. 3, you're leaning back enough, Todd. 2, everybody else lean back, upper body back, 1. Inhale, come up. Heels down. Hey, at least we can laugh about it. Come up a little bit on your toes, knees together. You don't have to do anything structurally. Just stay there and keep pushing heels up, okay? All right, everyone, knees together. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling. Sit down. 10 counts. 9, 8, 7, 6. Chest up, shoulders down. 5. You can do it. 4, 3, 2. And if you're not all the way down there, keep it nice and slow. That's good, Kate. Push the knees down and together. Yeah, keep pushing down. The heels do not need to push up at all. It's a little bit weird when you do it at first. Arms parallel to the thighs, thighs parallel to the floor, spine straight. Now take a deep breath, keeping the knees together. Come back up, leaning against the wall. Shoulders stay down. You can do it. You have to get a cramp in the upper thighs at a certain point, all right, as you get stronger. Right foot to the left, arms down to the side. It's almost intolerable pressure in the thigh, but it's not injury pain, okay, when you start to do that. Next is eagle posture. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. As you're exhaling, swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again, grab your hands, thumbs towards the face, pinky fingers towards the mirror. Pull your elbows down so the fingertips go below the nose. Suck in your stomach, sit down in the chair. Get all the way down there with your weight on both heels, upper body back a couple of inches. Now right leg lift up as high as possible over the left. Cross your legs, each other twist like ropes. Right foot goes behind the left calf muscle, all five toes visible. That's good, Michelle. Ankle is almost to the calf muscle. As you sit down and let the foot flatten and relax, ankle will go all the way to the calf muscle. So suck in your stomach, sit down more, everybody. A little more body weight to your heel than the toes. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, upper body back at the end. Stand up slowly, please. Feet together, inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Grab your hands in front of the face, thumbs towards the face. Pull your elbows down, suck in your stomach, and sit down in the chair. Weight on the heels, upper body back, a couple of inches. Now left leg lift up over the right leg. Nice, Tracy, very good. Lift, cross, squeeze, and twist. Sit down more and more. Once you get the foot behind the calf muscle, try to eliminate any gap between ankle and calf muscle. So you can bring the big toe more down once it's wrapped. Almost down the middle of the back of the ankle. Sit down a little more, stomach in. Squeeze your legs together, Larry. Twist like ropes. That's pretty tight twist. Upper body back at the end. That's better. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Swing your right arm underneath the left arm. Cross again. Grab your hands. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. Sit down in the chair, please. Bend your knees. Weight to the heels. Upper body back. Now right leg lift up over the left. Very good, Nick. Yep, sitting down. If the foot doesn't wrap, that's a good start. Just sit down a little more, chest up. Yeah, good. Pull the elbows down, chest up. Exactly. Now, try to get your knees, elbows, and hands right in the center line of the body underneath the nose. So top knee to the right a little bit. Hands in front of the face. Upper body back at the end. Come up, please. Everyone, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Left arm underneath the right arm. Cross again. Grab your hands right in front of the face. Thumbs towards the face. Pinky fingers on the outside. Pull your elbows down. Suck in your stomach. And go ahead. Bend your knees. Weight to the heels. Sit down low. Upper body back. Now left leg lift up over the right. Once you have the leg over, then you have a top leg and a bottom leg. So push the top leg down. So you create the pressure between upper inner thighs. Once you have the legs crossed any amount, try to get the knees in the center line of the body. So you can bring the top knee to the left, but push the bottom knee a little bit to the right so you increase the pressure between the legs. Sit down more. Hands right in front of the face. Try to get the left wrist straight. Change again. Come up, feet together. Inhale, arms over the head. Arms down to the side. All right, quick party time, and we will start standing head to knee in just a moment. How's everybody in here? Good? Did that get you just that little bit at the end of awkward? It gotcha. Okay, take it easy. I had a challenging standing series today. It was like I had to get down on the floor a couple times. Not lying down all the way, just like a little kneel, a little lean forward. All right. Sometimes it's like that. It just is. All right, standing head to knee pose. Please take a nice deep breath. Suck in your stomach, pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included with the grip. Larry, what's this pacing all about? You wouldn't do that in the room. Round forward, pick up the right foot in front of you. All 10 fingers included, 2 inches below the toes. Now standing leg, solid concrete lamppost unbroken. Inhale, breathing, right leg lift up and stretch forward. Good, Veronica, until the entire right leg is parallel to the floor. That's good, Brad. You can lift the upper body up just a little bit. And make sure the right thigh stays parallel to the floor. The lower leg just lifts up to meet it. Take a deep breath. Kick your right heel forward, sucking in the stomach at the same time. Try to get both legs locked. Once you can balance with both legs locked, bring your elbows down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. Keep the shoulders relaxed, stomach in. Eventually, elbows will go down below the calf muscle. More stomach in, Sean, so you can relax the shoulders a little bit more. change, please. Straighten up the arms, bend the knee, and feet together nicely. Take a deep breath, please. As you're exhaling, you can round the spine forward, pick up the left foot in front of you, all 10 fingers included with the grip, exactly 2 inches below the toes. Once you are either grabbing the foot or you're as forward bent as you can be right now, lock the standing leg. Push your knee back until the leg is perfectly straight. Looks very good, Tracy. Push the whole foot to the floor. Inhale, breathing, left leg lift up and stretch forward. Bring a little more weight to the toes, Veronica. Push the back of your left thigh forward. That's your hip joint that's making it a little bit unstable. So, everyone, a little more weight to the toes. Now, when the leg is up, kick the left heel forward. As you suck in the stomach, bend ankle, Daniela, turn the toes back. Left ankle flex, left toes back, just like second part of the bar. Once both legs are locked, bring your elbows down. Do it again, ankle and toes. Remember, ankle, thigh, stomach, all three things together. You can bring the elbows down once both legs are locked and hold it there. Three counts, two, one. Excellent. Straighten up the arms to get out of it. Bend the left knee, feet together. Try to stand as still as you can. I know sometimes we're a little fidgety, but then we get less fidgety. Second set, pick up the right foot in front of you. And some days it's just more fidgety than other days. I get it. Pick up the right foot. But your goal is to have the breathing take care of you. Round the spine, pick up the foot. Once you have the foot in your hands, inhale, breathing. Right leg lift up and stretch forward. Now, once the leg is up, you kick the heel forward, turn the toes back while sucking in the stomach. So ankle is contracted, thigh is contracted, stomach is in. Then elbows come down, touching the sides of the calf muscle. And once your elbows go down below the calf muscle, keep everything you've got. Tuck your chin to the chest. Exhale, breathing, suck in your stomach, and gently put your forehead on the right knee. Change, please. Take your time to get out of it. Stand tall, feet together. Lovely, everybody. Take a deep breath. Pick up the left foot in front of you. Rounds forward as you are exhaling. Grab the foot. Stand tall on your right leg. I know that the body is rounding forward, but you can still stand tall on the leg. And then inhale, left leg lift up and stretch forward. Distribute the body weight equally. Bring it a little more to the base of the toes initially and across the base of all five toes. And once you have both legs locked, you have ankle, thigh, and stomach contracted, then you can bring elbows down. That's good, Larry. Stand tall on the right leg. Push the knee back. Stand tall. Keep doing it. Once the elbows go below the calf muscle, tuck your chin to the chest. Stand tall, Larry. Lock the leg. It's getting better for three, two. Breathing smoothly all the way to the end. One. Reverse out of it, please. Excellent. Outstanding. Amazing. All right. Standing bow pulling pose is next. Bring your right hand out in front of you, palm facing up. Reach out to the right, straighten your elbow, grab your right ankle holding from the inside. All five fingers together, please. Left arm slides up in front of you, palm facing forward, and start with your knees together, please. Now take a deep breath, stretch up, try to touch the ceiling. Begin, charge your upper body forward on the left side, looking straight ahead. That's it, Veronica. Keep the chin forward, eyes forward. Kick your right leg back, but then up as hard as possible towards the ceiling. Very good start, Jim. Take your left shoulder, everybody. Left tricep, that's underneath upper arm, and left fingertips, and push all of those body parts forward. At the same time, turn your upper body to the right and let the right shoulder go back and be pulled back with the kick, opening up the chest. Now keep the standing leg locked and bring your upper body down from the left hip joint till your abdomen is parallel to the floor. Take a deep breath, charge forward and kick up equally the same. That's good, Tracy. Charge forward and kick. Body down and kick. Take a deep breath. Right shoulder back. Kick up a little bit more. Change. Feet together, arms down. I want a picture of that one, Tracy. That's exciting. Left hand up in front of you. Turn it out, please. Grab the left ankle, holding from the inside. All five fingers together. Right arm up in front of you. Palm facing forward. All right, all the way to the fingertips, Nick. That's one of your challenges, I know, but just keep working on it. Take a deep breath. Begin, please. Charge forward on the right side. Kick the left leg back. All right, good coming forward, Tiffany. Now kick the leg up a little sooner when you start. That's it. Kick up. So you get to your maximum kicking and your maximum charging forward, and then bring the body down until the abdomen is parallel to the floor. Nice one, Lindsay. Take your right tricep, armpit, and fingertips, push them all forward towards the wall in front of you. Keep your chin up so you're looking no lower than your standing knee in the mirror. Take a nice deep breath. Let the left chest go back, left shoulder back, and now kick up a little harder. You don't have to worry about the perfect position, Tracy, of your kicking leg. Just kick it up, all right? You don't have to try to control it too much. You have good alignment. Now charge forward and kick. Standing leg lock, bring the body down. Everyone kick up just a little more, please, at the end. Change again. Feet together, arms down. All right, nice one, Larry. Second set, right hand up in front of you, turn it out. Grab your right ankle, holding from the inside. Left arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. Knees together to begin with. Inhale, the entire left side of the body goes up, include the fingers. Now go ahead for 20 counts, charge forward, 19, kick back, 18, 17, look straight ahead, 16, 15, 14, take a deep breath, 13, 12, bring your body down, 11, 10, lock the standing leg, 9, bring the left arm up, Nick, 8, 7, push your right foot, Brad, 6, up towards the ceiling, 5, push the right knee up, 4, that's right, 3, body down and kick, 2, kick up a little bit harder, 1, change, feet together, arms down, last one, left hand up in front of you, turn it out, please, grab the ankle, holding from the inside, right arm up in front of you, palm facing forward. All right, take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling. Begin charge forward and kick for 20 counts. 19, 18, kick back, 17, 16, 15, 14, front arm, 13, press it forward, 12, all the way to the fingertips, 11, 10, lock the standing leg, 9, you got it, Melissa, 8, charge forward and kick, 7, 6, body down and kick, 5, 4, take a deep breath. 3, go and touch the mirror. 2, kick up a little more at the end. 1. All right. You caught yourself there, Melissa, a few times. That's fun. The almost fall is actually a sign that you're mastering something. You're getting some muscle awake. You're paying a little more attention. You're getting stronger. The almost fall, right? When you wobble and catch yourself, it's a really, really good sign. All right, if you need to step to the back of the mat, go ahead, please, for balancing stick. Feet together nicely. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Interlace all 10 fingers. Release the pointer fingers, thumbs crossed. Everyone, chin up, please, away from the chest. Step onto your right foot. Keep the chin away from the chest. Inhale again, stomach in. Bring your upper body down and left leg up. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Come down, leg up, so that from the side you look like a capital letter T. Chin forward, look forward. Go forward, charge forward. Try to touch the mirror in front of you. Inhale, breathing, come up. Arms stay with the ears, chin up. Take a deep breath. Step onto the left foot. Lock both legs. Chin stays away from the chest, arms back. A little more chin up, Veronica. Take a deep breath right there. Bring the upper body down without dropping the chin or arms. So come down only at the left hip joint. Everything else stays locked in position. Squeeze hands and reach forward. You got it, Kate. Suck in your stomach right above the left hip joint. All the stability there. Stomach in, come down. Body down, leg up. Body down, leg up. Body down. Stretch from your hands to your back foot. Yes. Inhale, breathing, come up. Take a deep breath. Yes. That is happening. You've done 3 shape-shiftings now? Okay. Second set. Inhale, breathing. Arms over the head sideways. Hands, palms together. Interlace fingers. Pointer fingers up. Stand on your right foot, lock both legs. Keep your chin up. Can you imagine? You have a giant toothpick between chin and the chest. You do not want to move the head. Come down, leg up. You can do it. Good, Cassandra. That's good. Chin up. Keep it like that. You got to suck in your stomach so much right above the right hip joint. Come down, leg up. You got it, Daniela. Charge forward. Stretch forward. Reach forward. Go forward. Try to touch the mirror. And straighten the back leg. One more, everybody. Change. Nice one, Michelle. Chin up. Take a deep breath, step onto the left foot, lock both legs, point the toes. Get all the weight on one leg and then come down, body down, leg up. Squeeze your hands and push your hands away from the top of the head. So at first that's up towards the ceiling and then it becomes towards the mirror. You got it, Nick, squeeze hands. Use your interlaced fingers, push your hands, Michelle, towards the mirror. Suck in your stomach, right hip down, body down, leg up, leg up, leg up. Now stretch from your hands to your foot, push the toes back, stretch. All right, change again. Nice. Feet together, arms down to the side. Standing separate leg stretching is next. Please step to the left side of the mat or turn if you need to in your little cozy yoga rooms. Did you know, could you ever have imagined that room you're in would be one day your yoga room. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, right foot step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. I like that little hallway tour, Cheryl. I felt like I was in a movie. It was fun. I just saw walls, and don't worry. Lock your legs, stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, and slowly stretch the upper body forward. Look forward, chin forward, all the way down, all the way to the fingertips, neck. I know that's your hard thing. All right, now go as far as you can, and when you can't go any further, grab your heels from the outside, stepping on the fingers, all five fingers together. If you can't grab the heels, you can grab the outsides of the feet or slide your fingertips underneath the toes. Once you have the heels, make sure your legs are locked, then pull on your heels to stretch your upper body down towards the floor. That looks good, Brad. Roll forward so the body weights to the toes. First the legs stretch, then the hips stretch. Lower spine, middle spine, upper spine stretch. So try to touch your forehead to the floor. Push your knees back before you bend elbows, Kate. Push the knees back before you bend elbows. Now lift up the kneecaps, fronts of the thighs contract. Do it again, kneecaps lift, lock the legs. Yeah, now you can bend elbows. You gotta keep the legs like that. Take your time, everyone, to come up, arms out sideways, head up, and stand up slowly. When you're back upright, feet back to the place, arms over the head, and arms down. Do you feel lightheaded, Todd, or? Okay. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor. Take a slightly wider step if you did not touch the head to the floor yet. Lock the legs, stomach in, stretch your spine up and then out. Please begin, look forward, chin forward. Nice, Jess, very good. Push your fingertips out, everybody, left and right, away from the center of the chest, heart, upper back. You got it, Lori, very nice. Look forward still, all the way down. And then you can grab outsides of the heels or grab outsides of the feet or under the toes. You know where you need to stop in the moment. You'll find it. Now, wherever you have the hands on the floor, push the knuckles and the base of the toes down to help you stretch the body down using your strength, not just gravity and not just pulling. That's it, Lindsay. Keep the body weight forward like that. Elbows bend and come to the shins. Good, Marianne. Now shoulders away from the floor. Touch your forehead to the floor. One day, just a little bit of pressure between forehead and the floor. Change again. Come up. Take your time to stand. And when you're upright, right foot to the place, arms over your head. Arms down to the sides. Triangle pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Take a big step to your right, arms down immediately parallel to the floor, palms facing down. Take a deep breath, push both hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your right foot all the way out to your right. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. You can bend your right knee, please, all the way until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. Now, spine upright, hips forward, arms back. Take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the right. Right arm down, left arm up. Turn your head, touch your chin to the left shoulder while pushing the right knee back with right elbow. So you get exactly the profile of your face visible from the front. Push your right foot firmly to the floor, keep the upper body lifted. Keeping the left leg locked, left outer thigh and hip contracted, sit down a little bit more. Everyone try to touch right between your big and second toe, just barely touching the floor. Inhale, breathing, come back up, stop in the middle. Right toes turn forward, take a deep breath, push the hips forward, arms back. Inhale, lift up the center of the chest, turn your left foot all the way out to the left. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. You can bounce a couple of times. Try to get the left thigh parallel to the floor. Upper body up, hips forward, arms back. Now take a deep breath, tilt your upper body to the left. Left arm down, right arm up, push your knee back. Just real quick, you can make sure you're aiming between the big toe and second toe. Both palms face the mirror. And turn your head, look up at your right elbow or hand, chin to the right shoulder. You can take a little wider step, Nick. You'll feel a little more stable. Separate the feet a little more, then you'll be able to sit down more. Yeah, try that, that's enough. Top arm stretches up, bottom arm, straighten it out. Yeah, without leaning on elbow. There you go. Push the knee towards the back wall. Sit down more. Everyone turn and twist a little more. Upper body stays up. Lower body sit down. Try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing. Come up. Stop in the middle. Left toes turn in. Right foot back to the place. Arms over the head. Arms down to the side. Any birthdays today? All right. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways. Big step out to the right, arms parallel to the floor, palms face down. Push your both hips forward and arms back before you do anything with the feet. Then inhale, lift up the chest. Turn your right toes out, keeping the heel in place. Sit down until the right thigh is parallel to the floor. You can bounce a couple of times. If you push both feet to the floor firmly, you have a strong base for your posture. Now palms forward, chin to the left shoulder. Begin, please. Push your chin with the shoulder. Very nice. Control, Amy. So now you're in triangle posture, and now all you have to do is take some deep breaths in and slow, steady exhales out. So suck in your stomach, take a deep breath. Lori, very nice posture. Take the top of your head and stretch it away from the left heel, which is pushing to the floor. Push the right foot down, upper body up. Now drop the hips, Kate. Sit down more. Everybody try to touch your toes. Inhale, breathing. Come back up. Stop in the middle. Right toes forward. Take a deep breath. Push your hips forward, arms back. Inhale. Chest lifts. Turn the left toes all the way out. As soon as the foot is turned, sit down. Make sure you don't skip the setup. I know it's not the most fun thing in the world. All right, keep the right leg locked. Palms forward, chin to the right shoulder. Begin, please. Push the chin with the shoulder. I know sometimes we just want to do it, get it over with, but usually that's because we're not breathing very well. So if you address the issue, let me take a few deep breaths. Then you'll feel good while you're in the posture. So take some nice inhales with the stomach, and you feel the ribcage expanding while you're in the twist. Upper body up. Sit down, Larry. Try to touch the toes for five. You can do it. Four, take a deep breath. Three, sit down more. Two, turn and twist. One, inhale, come up. Beautiful, you guys. Left toes in. Feet back to the place, arms over your head. Arms down to the sides. Try to stand and breathe. You just did triangle and breathed. So try to stand just normal and breathe. Just tall and straight. Next is standing, separate leg, head to knee pose. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Just cross your thumbs. Right foot step out to the right, 3 to 3.5 feet. Take a nice deep breath. Turn on your heels. Face the right side of the room. Turn the back foot in 45 degrees and bring your left hip forward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times. That's better, Nick, so both hips are in one line. Take a deep breath. Try to touch the ceiling and you go down, please. Tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your chest or abdomen, not the foot or the floor. Round the spine, exhale, breathing, touch your forehead to the right knee. If you can't get the forehead to the knee, bend your knee up a little bit to get the knee and forehead together, or as close as they possibly will go. Stretch your hands forward beyond the toes. If you lose the balance and your hands separate, bring your right hand first in front of the foot, right in front of the big toe, and in time, the left hand can scoot over to meet it. Throughout the posture, keep your back leg locked. That means not just straight and not just there, but it is on. It is energized. Push your knee with the forehead a little bit more. Now lock the front leg. Inhale, breathing, and slowly come up, keeping the left hip forward. Push the feet down as you come up, Tracy. Base of the left big toe will help you. Push it down. Suck in your stomach. Squeeze thighs together. Once you're all the way up, turn and face the opposite wall. I know I'm shouting a lot of things at you at once. Right hip forward. Take a deep breath, stretch up. Go ahead, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach. Suck in your stomach, Keith. Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. Do it again, over and over, you guys. Your brain to muscle communication is much faster and much more efficient than my mouth and your ears, okay? So sometimes I'm saying a lot, but your body can do it much more quickly than I can say it, and you can hear it and all that other stuff, right? So when you hear the thing, you have plenty of time to do the thing. Push your forehead into the knee, keeping the knee and forehead together, getting the knee a little straighter. Back leg locked, back heel presses to the floor. Now lock the front leg, keeping the chin tucked. Come up. It's nice posture, Brad. Lock elbows. There you go. Keep the right hip forward. Very nice. And once you're all the way up, turn and face the front. Right foot steps back, arms down to the side. Take a deep breath in. Steady exhale by the nose. Second set. Inhale, breathing, arms over the head sideways, hands, palms together. Cross your thumbs and step out to the right. 3 feet is the minimum. So that means try a little wider step. That's a good one, Marianne. Turn on your heels to the right. Now, if you turn and you realize, oh, there's no way I can keep my back foot on the floor, then you can shorten it. It's okay. I would try for a bigger step, Tiffany. Take a deep breath, like 6 inches bigger step. Go ahead. Tuck your chin to the chest. That's a good start. That's fine. See what you can do with that. At first, it will make it a little harder to balance, but remember, that's a good thing. It's a helpful, beneficial growth situation when it's just a little harder to balance, but you can still do the posture. You can still get the chin to the chest. You can still keep the back foot flat. You can still suck in your stomach. Then you figure out even more strength and more muscle control in the posture. Eyes open, breathing normally. Keep the forehead with the knee and push the knee a little bit straighter with help of the forehead. Now push both feet firmly to the floor. Squeeze thighs together. Lock the leg and come up. Lock it as soon as possible, Larry. Slow down and lock the front leg. It's still bending. Okay, that's okay. Turn all the way around. You have another chance on the other side. Just lock it as soon as you can. Push, okay. At some point, you gotta stop yourself. Okay, turn all the way around. Go ahead, everybody. Tuck your chin to the chest. If you do it in slow motion, Larry, on this one, I'll tell you when I think you'll be able to lock it. And of course, you have to determine that, but that's good, Nick. Keep trying to bring the right hip forward. You got it. Excellent for the hips. Stretch the hands forward beyond the toes. Larry, the posture is very good when you're in it. It's just a little bit more muscle control with the hips and abdomen on the way in, on the way out. A little more weight to the front foot. Everybody to get the right hip down, Kate, and left hip up. Hips look good, Michelle and Tracy. You don't have to fix anything with the hips. Now, here's the thing. Start to straighten the front knee. Only come up a little bit and straighten it all the way. And keep trying to straighten it, then come up. That's better, Larry. Now, lock it all the way. That's good. You got it. Yes, much better. I know you have to work harder for that. Turn and face the front, right foot back to the left, arms down to the side. Nice job. Tree pose is next. Come back to the towel where you started, toes on the line, feet together. Shift your body weight to the left foot. Pick your right foot up as high as it goes. You can grab the front of your ankle with the right hand, please, and underneath at the toes with the left. Bring your heel as high as possible. Once it gets to the top of your thigh, very slowly, gently, bring the right knee down and back. Hips forward. So you want to get both hips in one line. Try to get right hip forward, Larry, as you're bringing the knee down. So push the right butt cheek forward, everybody, and tailbone down on the right side a little bit. Now, suck in your stomachs. Good one, Veronica. Standing leg locked. Breastbone slides straight up towards the ceiling. Bring your right hand in front of the chest. Now, you can stay here holding the foot with one or both hands. If your foot doesn't slip, you can bring the left hand up. If it slips at all, continue to hold the foot. But everybody, lock the standing leg. Take a deep breath. Try to stand a little taller, holding the stomach in. Please change. Right foot down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. Sole of the foot facing the ceiling. Once your heel is all the way to the top of the thigh, then you can slowly, gently push the left knee and thigh down and back and hips forward to get two knees in one line, two hips in one line. If your heel even slips or slides a little bit, hold the foot at the top of the thigh. Stretch your spine up towards the ceiling, chest up. First the left hand in front of the chest and eventually the right. At a certain point, you will not feel any slipping urge of the foot. At that point, you can bring the second hand up, no problem. Take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, eyes do not move. Change, please. Left foot down and arms down for a moment. Now both legs lift. Oh, no, how would you possibly do that? That's my wind removing autopilot. I just started teaching wind removing pose. Okay, toe stand, right leg up. You know what I was thinking about? My mind drifted to a webcam because it's funny, like I'm turning around and I don't know, I might figure out a better place to sit in here. Anyway, toe stand, look at the floor. That's my excuse for teaching you wind removing pose. That's where my mind went. Look at the floor and come forward slowly. Now, once you can touch the floor, shift your weight to the fingertips a little bit and lower your hips to the floor. Once you can sit down on the heel, arms around to the sides, balancing on the fingertips. Right toes pointed to your left, right knee down to get two knees in one line parallel to the floor. Then you do the same thing that you were doing in tree pose, which is inhale, whole spine, center of the chest, top of the head lifts up, using your strength to hold it and stomach in. If you can balance here comfortably, just bend the left elbow, bring the hand in front of the chest, but you have tremendous control in the abdomen. And if you can still balance there, right elbow bends, bring the right hand up in front of the chest, palms gently pressing together. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push the hips back up. stand up in tree pose. You can grab the foot if you need to. And look straight ahead, please. Tree pose change, right foot down, arms down for a moment. Left leg lift up, go ahead, please. Bring your heel as high as it will go on the right thigh. As long as your heel stays in the top 5 or 6 inches of the thigh, look at the floor, about at the edge of the mat, 4 feet in front of you. Bring the upper body forward, keeping the standing leg straight until you can touch the floor with both hands. Shift your weight to the fingertips, lower your hips towards the floor, and once you can sit on the heel, and bring the arms around to the sides of the body. The simultaneous intensity of muscle contraction and relaxation is necessary here. So push the left knee down, suck in your stomach, lift up the chest, and once you feel spine is straight and you're balancing, then bring the right hand up, just bending an elbow. Very, very gentle and very little movement. If you can still balance there, chest up, stomach in, left elbow bends. Everything else is like a statue. Hands to the floor in front of you. Push your hips back up. Stand up in tree pose, grabbing the foot if you need it. Finish the tree pose. Please look straight ahead. And change all the way. Left foot down, arms down. All right, everyone. Savasana is next. Turn around, relax on your back. Oh, yeah, we have Cassandra in vertical again. I love it. Lori, that looks great. Larry, that looks great. Kevin, Keith, good. Jess, that's good. Lindsay, that's great. Marianne, I could use a little more height, Marianne, of your camera angle. Just if you lift it, just a little. Melissa and Jim, that looks good. Resham is good. Great, Sean. All right. If there's any way, Cheryl, that I think that's a towel in front of your laptop. It's kind of blocking you. Wherever your device is, there's just a little bit of, if you can just bring it, there, that's pretty good. A little closer to the edge. There's like some material kind of blocking my, okay, that's excellent. Thank you. All right. So here we are. Breathe in and out by the nose. We can do virtual high five fist bump. We made it, guys. We did it. We did the standing postures. All right. Let us begin Pavana Muktasana, wind removing pose, right leg up. Grab the leg exactly 2 inches below your knee, all 10 fingers included with the grip. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, avoiding the rib cage. Elbows in close to the sides of the body. If the left calf muscle's not on the floor, flex the left foot back from the ankle. And with your eyes open, look. You can't do it with your eyes closed, can you? Look at the center of the chest or towards the center of the chest. Bring your chin down towards the chest to eventually get the back of your neck flat on the floor. Pull a little harder, please. Hold it. Change. Right leg lower down, arms down. And right away, left leg lift up, interlace fingers. Cross your thumbs, pull your left knee towards the left shoulder. Elbows stay in, close to the sides of the body. And you create compression of the lower left abdomen. So we have the most direct pressure on the descending aspect of the colon. Bring the chin down, look down the center line of the body to get the back of your neck eventually flat on the floor. Try to keep both shoulders equally on the floor. Please pull. You can grab knit closer to your knee. Okay, now interlace the fingers all the way so your thumbs can cross. A little deeper, a little more. There, now pull hard. You got it. Excellent. Change. Left leg down, arms down. Both legs lift up together. Grab for your elbows each other a couple of inches below the knees or something on the way to your elbows, whatever it is. Wrists, forearms, fingers, towel, I don't care. It's all good for the hips, abdomen, and spine here, whatever you can reach. Now relax your feet, ankles uncrossed side by side. Suck in your stomach, slowly bring your chin down towards your chest to get the back of your neck eventually flat on the floor, and more of your spine also will be flat on the floor, so suck in your stomach, bring the chin down, and freeze. Change, arms and legs down, heels together, palms up. Inhale, breathing. Slow exhale by the nose, completely relax. Second set, right leg lift up, interlace your fingers deeply enough so you have your thumbs crossed, not just the thumbnail, but lower down on your thumb. So I want a good strong grip, strengthening your fingers, which are the end of your neck, by the way. Pull your right knee towards the right shoulder, chin down towards the chest. Difficulty with the grip is usually signal something a little bit stuck in the neck or shoulders, but that's okay because you're doing the whole class. And when you start to unstick whatever's stuck in neck and shoulders, the grip will work better. But you can use the grip to help unstick it. So everything is feeding back on it, each other. Change again, right leg down, arms down. Left leg lift up, interlace the fingers deeply. Pull your left knee towards the left shoulder, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Slowly bring the chin down. Try to keep both shoulders equally on the floor. Now pull a little harder. As long as you don't have any injury, pain, or pinch in the hip, you can pull even more, and absolutely freeze. Change again, left leg down, arms down. Immediately bring both legs up, if possible, together. Usually we do one than the other because it's easier, but you can eventually do it together. Grab your elbows, a couple of inches below the knees. Bring your head back to the floor if you had to lift it. The only two real actions, all right, other than the breathing, are stomach in and chin down. Now, you might have to bring the shoulders away from the ears. You might have to relax the feet. And yes, you're holding. But action-wise, press the abdomen down, tuck the chin down to get more of the spine flat on the floor. You'll feel it. All right, that's enough, everybody. Change again. Arms and legs down. Take a deep breath. Abdomen relaxed. Slow and steady exhale by the nose. Next is a sit-up. Feet together flexed, arms over the head, inhale, breathing, thumbs crossed. Now, sit up, keeping your heels on the floor. Put your forehead to the knees, exhale completely, and grab the toes. It's fine if you have to bend the knees a little. Turn around for cobra pose. Lie down on your abdomen, hands underneath the chest. Middle fingertips in line with the tops of the shoulders, no higher. Pinky fingers in line with outsides of the deltoids there. Distribute the weight equally all over hands, palms, and glue it down. Legs also solid, feet on the floor, hips and thighs contracted. Inhale, breathing, lift your upper body up, please. Everybody come up using 100% back strength. Hands and spine look good, Jim. Yes, elbows in close to the sides of the body. Stretch your elbows down and back towards the hips. Keep the legs together as one. That's correct, Sean. Keep the belly button on the floor, but lift up the chin away from the collarbones and look for the wall behind you. Change, please. Bring the chin to the floor, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. Now, big toes touching each other. Breathe in by the nose. And smoothly, slowly, exhale by the nose. Michelle, I woke up this morning and my lips were sealed. I was so excited. I've been trying to fall asleep with my mouth closed, but you can't always, you know, stuff happens in the middle of the night, like you roll over or whatever. I woke up, and I was just laying there, and then I realized, oh my gosh, my mouth is closed. It was so exciting. The things to get excited about. Let's call the press. Second set. Hands underneath the chest. All 10 fingers pointing straight ahead. We might have to call the Canadian press, though. Legs together, feet on the floor. Inhale, breathing, look up, and lift up. 50% of people started nose breathing today. That might be in the news. Look up, chin up. That's good, Nick. Now squeeze the legs together. Yep, the ankles will flatten gently, not all the way, but just get a little straighter. So push the feet down. I want you to feel the feet. There you go. Straighten the knees. That's a very good one. Very good with the legs. Now inhale, look up for five. Look for the back wall, three. Push hands down, Brad, two. Lift up the chest higher, two. Come up a little more. One. All right, come down. You got an extra bonus count there. Arms down, turn your head to the left. How you doing over there, Brad? Good. Always a workout? It's when he controls his breath more, he can relax. That's what he's just said to me. High five. Exactly. Yes. It's so good. All right, locust posture, chin on the floor, turn your hands over. You can do the hands first. Hands, palms down, bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers touching each other side by side. So this is arm squishing posture. Chin on the floor, look forward, lock your right leg, and please lift it up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. Push your hands down, push the fingertips down, push your shoulders down, bring the leg up a little more. Change, right leg lower down. Chin forward, look forward, lock the left leg, and lift it up. Come up to a 45-degree angle, half of 90. Knee straight, toes pointed. That's it, Michelle. Push all of the arm to the floor, all the way up to the shoulders eventually. That's it, Kate. Chin forward, leg up. Push the arms down, leg up. Change. Left leg lower down. Now, please turn your head in. So the mouth is on the towel. Readjust hands a little bit closer to each other, arms a little straighter. Anything that you can go in that direction. Now, mouth on the ground. Inhale, breathing. Both legs lift up. Without turning the head is most important. Inhale, both legs lift up. Now try to do it without bending the knees, please. Push your hands down. A little momentum's okay. Try to lift up legs. Lift up legs. One more. Go up. Everybody lift up. Change again. I saw the legs get straighter there, Keith, towards the end. Take your arms out. Turn your head to the right. Second set. Flip the hands over, palms down. Bring your arms underneath the body. Pinky fingers eventually touching each other side by side. The rest of the fingers I want all the way spread apart as far as they'll go, and chin forward, neck flat. Lock the right leg, point the toes, begin. Come up for 10 counts, 9, 8, 7. That's right, Brad. Chin forward, 6, 5, 4. Good hands, Michelle, 3. Push shoulders down, 2, and even the chest and neck will press down, 1. Change, right leg down. You can do another chin forward, see if it will go. You get some chances here. Left leg go, 10 counts, lift up, 9. 8, push the hands down, 7, 6. Eventually neck, 5 will be flat on the floor, 4. 3, push shoulders down, 2. Look forward, 1. Change again, left leg down. Now, mouth on the towel, take a moment to adjust the arms. Now, inhale, breathing. Just get the legs up. It almost feels like you're throwing them up initially. 10 counts, go up, 9. That's okay. 8, you got it, Kate. 7, 6. Now one more, throw them up and keep them there for 4. 3, you can do it. 2, lift up. 1, change again. That's good. Take your arms out, turn your head to the left. Sometimes you have to kind of just throw them up there and then do it 2 or 3 times, and on the third one, it's like, okay, they got to stay, right? But then you'll be able to get them up slower, right? That's not the ultimate posture, throwing the legs up there. But sometimes you have to do it to get some clue in your body of how high to get the legs. All right, full locus is next. Chin on the floor. Bring your arms out sideways like airplane wings. All 5 fingers together on each hand, thumbs with index fingers. Legs together as 1, feet together. Inhale, breathing, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up until only your hip bones are touching the floor. Very good, Todd. Keep the knees straight and legs together. You got it, Brad. Bring your arms up, chest up. So you have less and less of your abdomen on the floor and less of your thighs, your legs on the floor. Inhale, look up. Inhale, chest up. Now, as you exhale, squeeze and go to your maximum. Change again. Nice, Cassandra. Bring the arms down. Arms next to you. Turn your head to the right. I'm just thinking this, Daniela. Stretch and squish and stretch and squish. Yes. All right. Second set. Chin on the floor, arms out to the sides. I mean, just think what we're doing, you guys, to internal organs. We are stretching and squishing. It's like kneading them like bread dough a little bit, you know? Legs and feet together. Inhale, lift everything up. Arms, head, chest, and legs lift up. Right now we're squishing the kidneys a little bit. It's so good. Stretching digestive front side organs there. All right, now I want you to inhale and lift for 10 counts. Every inhale, lift up. 9, inhale, look up. 8, 7, inhale, legs up. 6, 5, inhale, chin up. 4, arms up, key. 3, now take a deep breath. 2, exhale, come up all the way. 1, that's enough. Come down, arms down next to you. Turn your head to the left. When you've done this class, you will have breathed in each of the 26 body positions, spine positions, diaphragm and organ and rib cage positions. Bow posture is next. Chin on the floor, bend your knees, hold your feet from the outside, just a couple of inches below the toes, all five fingers together. Grab the feet nicely, nice and tight grip. Start with your knees 6 inches apart, feet 6 inches apart. Take a deep breath in, start, please kick up and look up, begin. So the thighs come up, good start, Veronica. Kick up a little bit and a little bit more, but without stopping. So you're always kicking up. You're always finding the limit of your kick. You can roll forward onto the abdomen. That's it, Nick. Shaking is fine. Press the thighs up. Now look up towards the ceiling. Everybody chin up. Everybody kick up. Bring the knees half inch closer to each other. Good, Todd. Keep kicking. Look up. Change again. Chin and knees land gently. Bring your arms down next to you. Turn your head to the right. I was making like some pastry dough a couple weeks ago. I've had so many vegetables this year. I've been learning fun new things to cook. And I made these pies that had cabbage and it called for mushrooms, but I put sausage instead. Anyway, but it had a flaky crust on the outside. So I've been kneading, you know, like playing with dough. And it's, I don't know, I was just thinking our insides are kind of like this tissue that you could say needs that. I'm not trying to, I don't do puns, okay? But requires some, just give it a little squeeze, you know, and a little stretch, and a little squeeze, and a little stretch. Second set, bow posture, chin on the floor. Bend your knees, hold the feet from the outside, just below the toes. Now I picture the cartoon liver saying, I need to be kneaded. All right, look up towards the ceiling. Take a deep breath, kick up and look up. You can do it. Now, you try to kick up and remain on the abdomen, but if you end up on the hips or the thighs, you can roll forward, it's fine. But then try to stay forward. Kick up, Larry, look up. Eventually the ribs and the thighs will be off the floor. So you're just on the abdomen, maybe a little bit of pelvis bone on the floor. You got it, Tiffany. Kick up until you feel some stretch in the shoulders that you can breathe with. So you wanna go to the limit and breathe for five, keep kicking. Four, lift up the chin, three, knees and ribs up, two, eyes up, kick up. One, change again. Chin on the floor, arms down, look to your left. Fixed firm pose is next. With a little bit elevated heart rate, it's perfect. Come up to the top of the mat, sit on your heels, knees and feet together. Just for a moment, then you can start the posture. Lift up your hips, separate your feet, and lower your hips to the floor right between your heels. Feet should always point straight back. Now, if you can sit all the way down on the floor between your heels, put your hands on the soles of the feet, thumbs on the inside, and lean back one elbow at a time to the floor behind you. Head to the floor, back of the head, eventually shoulders, and whole upper body relaxed on the floor. Grab your elbows each other, bring your arms over the head, pull your forearms into the floor. Tuck your chin towards the chest, look down the center line of the body, and lift the chest up towards the ceiling. So you have a nice backward bend, but you can relax quite a bit. And like Brad instructed us, when he controls the breathing, when you control the breathing, you can relax better. It's so wonderful. Keep the knees on the floor. If the knees don't hurt, you can bring the knees towards each other, eventually touching each other. Looks good, Nick. Hands on the soles of the feet with help of the elbows. Come back up in the middle, chest up, chin down last. Turn around, relax on your back. Legs locked, flex the feet. Arms over your head, inhale, breathing. Hold it in, sit up, and as you're bringing the head to the knees, push out all the air. All right, let's do the second set. Top of the mat, briefly sit on the heels, and then you can start. Lift up your hips, separate the feet. Once the hips touch the floor and the knees feel fine, you can go back. If you're getting to the limit because of the knee joint, just hang out there, wait there, or even back off and do 90% of it. All right, we don't need to mess with the knee joints. You feel some stretching in the thigh, you just learn how to relax, it will stretch. If you're all the way back, grab elbows, pull the forearms into the floor, chin down, chest up. Knees can stay where they are, or you can try to bring the knees back together. Just make sure the knees never come up off the floor. Take some deep breaths here, excellent for the spleen. hands to the soles of the feet. With help of the elbows or hands, come back up right in the middle. Try to come up straight rather than to one side or the other, chin down. Excellent. Savasana. We have these wonderful processes in the body of filtration, I guess you could say, removing what is not needed. And exhaling is not the only one, but that's one that we can perceive, right? You feel when you exhale. Legs and feet together, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up. Grab the toes. Exhale, breathing. Head to the knees. All right. Next, we have half tortoise posture. Sit on the heels, knees and feet together. Suck in your stomach. Take a deep breath. Arms over the head. Cross your thumbs, palms together. Now keep your chin up, just like you go into balancing stick. Bring the upper body forward without dropping the chin or arms. Come forward, stretch forward. Touch your forehead to the floor in front of you. And the side edges of the pinky fingers. Nice one, Marianne. Good control. Also touch the floor. Cross your thumbs. Press the palms together and take a deep breath. Slide your arms forward so the fingertips get closer to the edge of the mat and your wrists lift up off the floor a little bit, elbows locked, and shoulder blades sliding forward. Stretch forward, Keith, a little more. Try to touch the edge of your mat, taking deep, full inhales and slow, steady exhales. Inhale, breathing, arms and head and spine come up. Arms next to you. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs. Arms overhead, inhale as much as possible, hold it, sit up, then you exhale all of it, head to the knees. All right, second set, half tortoise posture. Sit on your heels, knees and feet together. No gap under ankles is where you're headed. Inhale, breathing, arms stretch over the head sideways, hands, palms together, thumbs crossed. Inhale, go up and forward. Look forward, chin forward, stomach in, hips down, all these wonderful things you're doing as you're trying to get the forehead and pinky fingers one day to the floor at the same moment. You'll have that much muscle control, that much muscle realization in a sense, right? You've got all these body parts. It's just figuring out how to use them, how to sense them. So stay here. Take a few deep breaths. Maximum expansion of the rib cage while you have the thighs and abdomen pressing against each other. So it uses the lower parts of the lungs significantly when you breathe deeply in this one. Now inhale, one more stretch forward, arms and head lift up, come up, arms, head, and spine all as one piece. Arms down to the sides. Very nice. Turn around. Relax on your back. I'm not sure if you can hear me, Tiffany. It looks like you're back in without video, which is fine. If you can hear me, you can continue along. If that continues, you know, I've basically stopped using Wi-Fi on all my streaming situations. I actually plug in to an Ethernet cable. If you find that that might be the issue, you might want to try that. All right, feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab your toes. Push out the air forcefully as you bring the head to the knees. And now we get to do camel posture. So we just got a nice compression in the front side. Now we get to open it up. A lot of stuff in there benefiting. Stand up on the knees, 6 inches all over between knees and feet. Put your hands on the hips or lower back, fingers pointing towards the floor. Take a deep breath in. Lift up the chest. Drop your head all the way back as far as it goes. Go back halfway. Stop in the middle, bending as much of your spine as you can and breathing normally. Right hand only. Grab the right heel. Thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside. Left hand down, grab the left heel, thumb on the outside, 4 fingers inside, full palm grip on each heel. Take a nice inhale. Now exhale, Larry, push your hips forward without intermission. Good, Michelle. Keep pushing hips forward, thighs forward, stomach forward, look all the way back. Bring your hands up without moving head, neck, or spine. Inhale, push the hips forward, chest up, spine straight, chin down. Excellent. Turn around, relax on your back. This morning when I did camel posture, I felt like it was the first time that I actually pushed my hips forward the whole time. Now, probably that's not 100% true, but it felt unique. It felt like that particular hips forward there's just something a little different about it. I don't know if it was more continuous or maybe the, you know, I walked like 6 or 7 miles yesterday. My hips got pretty tight. So maybe it was just that tightness coming through, right? I could feel that stretch. Anyway, feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head. Take a deep breath in. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Push all the air out as you're bringing head to the knees. All right, second set. Stand up on your knees again. Hands up on the lower spine if possible. Inhale, push the knees and feet down, lift up breastbone, hips forward, and then you go back. You're not just stretching in two directions. It's not just hips forward and head back. You're actually stretching up and down too. The knees especially, but also the feet press down, and then the hips, chest, and chin go up and over and back. Go ahead and grab heels. And then you're stretching left to right across the chest when you get the palms on the heels. At a certain point, you'll feel the chest open a little more. Take a nice inhale. Exhale, continuously push hips forward. It looks very good, Keith. Keep pushing the hips forward. Push your stomach forward. Push your thighs forward. Now just move an arm. Just move the other arm. Inhale, push hips forward, chest up, and spine straight in the middle. So good. Turn around, relax on your back. When you're having a class that's a little more challenging or you have to sit for even half of it, just realize, just understand, there are so many body parts that are benefiting. Even if you can only do half the postures, doing what you can and staying with it mentally and breathing normally, there is so much happening that we cannot directly perceive. And so we think we're not doing anything or we think we're not doing enough. But even just breathing in that sort of challenged state is affecting your entire physiology, all right? So sometimes I have to, or you have to talk yourself out of the thought that's really just a habit of this is not enough, or, you know, it's not good enough, I can't do it all. It's all nonsense, okay? When it happens in my brain, when it happens in your brain, it's all just nonsense. It's not in reality, and it's not a judgment of you or me for having the thought. We just have to say, hey, come on now. What is that? let's stop, okay? Feet together, flex, lock your legs, arms over the head, take a deep breath. Sit up, grab the toes, exhale, head to the knees. All right, now we have rabbit posture. Sit down on your heels, knees and feet together at the back of the mat. Grab the soles of the feet, thumbs on the outside. Stretch your spine straight up towards the ceiling, and then go ahead, please, tuck your chin to the chest. Look at your stomach, exhale, breathing, and bring your forehead to the knee. Automatically, the top of your head will touch the floor. Exhale, lift up your hips, roll forward until your arms, elbows are straight. If you cannot get the head and knee together yet, you can walk the knees. I guess you have two knees. Right, left, towards the forehead, and then you hold still again. Press the feet to the floor. Lift your hips up and roll forward. That's it. Squeeze your heels in towards each other, keeping a very strong palm on the heels grip. Change again. Nice rabbit posture, Lori. Bring the hips down. Inhale, breathing in, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. I'll tell you what, though, you don't have to be mean or annoyed to the voice that keeps talking nonsense to you, okay? Because then you create a state within yourself of annoyance or not niceness, right? When you're talking back to yourself, you can have a certain tone with yourself, right? You can say, oh gosh, what's wrong with me for thinking that? Or you can say, hey, now, that's enough. I'm good. No, thank you. What are you doing here? with a lightness about it. So you got to also watch that. This is like getting pretty deep into your layers of your mind. Feet together, flex, arms over your head. Take a deep breath. Hold it. Sit up, please. Grab the toes. Exhale. Head to the knees. All right, second set, rabbit posture. Sit on the heels. Grab the soles of the feet. First, you stretch the spine upward, and then you can go ahead, tuck your chin first. Try to round first at the neck, then right below the neck, then right below that, all the way down. Nice, Tracy. Yep, you have good rabbit spine happening. Forehead to the knees, head to the floor, lift up your hips. You can get a better grip once you get your hips out of the way. Squeeze your feet, press palms into the heels, or even the middle arch, sole of the foot. Roll forward, stomach in, squeezing it out when you exhale. Shoulders can come up away from the floor a little bit. Looks good, Brad. You don't have to go super shoulders up. That's fine, but don't compromise how high the hips are. Lift up hips. Roll forward. Lift up hips. Stomach in. Roll forward. Lift up hips. Yes. change again. And Brad, you can have a little more pressure on the top of your head, okay? Turn around, relax on your back. We don't want too much weight, but it is a kind of base of the posture, okay? All right. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms overhead on the inhale, hold it in and sit up. Push out all the air as fast as you can as you're bringing head to the knees. All right, let's do head to knee pose, everyone. Sit facing forward, right leg out cornerwise. Bend your left knee and create pressure between sole of the left foot and the inner right thigh. Inhale, arms over the head, turn your upper body to the right. Go ahead, grab your right foot just below the toes. Pull your toes back, flex the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, put your forehead on the right knee. Push your knee down with the forehead, then roll into the center a little bit. Left shoulder down, left elbow down to get your shoulders in one line parallel to the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up again, please. Other side, left leg out, bend your right knee, creating pressure between inner thigh and sole of the foot. Turn your upper body to the left and grab your foot, please, 2 inches below your toes. Pull the toes back, flexing the foot from the ankle, chin to the chest, forehead to the left knee. And push your knee down with the forehead. This is a good posture, Brad. Now just take your left toes and just turn the toes back, other foot. Yeah, don't worry about pushing the knee down. Just turn the toes, one thing at a time, all right? And next step, you can push the knee a little bit down. Keep the stomach in, hold it. Change again, everybody, come up. Bring the legs straight out in front of you. Lie back. As soon as the arms touch the floor, take your inhale and sit up. Grab your big toes with the pointer finger, middle finger, and thumb, and walk your hips back, please. Right, left, right, left, right, left, traveling backwards to get the legs straight and the hips out of the way behind you. Now pull on your big toes, please. Flex the feet back from the ankles. All 10 toes, especially pinkies, turning back. Inhale, breathing, chest up, stomach in. Take your time to push the knees down, Brad. You don't need to come forward until the legs are ready for you. So push the knees down, legs might shake. Once you can get heels off the floor and the tops of the thighs contracted, then only stretch your upper body forward. Little more knees down, Veronica. Tops of the thighs contract. Hold it there for 5. Drop the shoulders down, 4. Bring elbows out and forward, 3. Push knees down, lock the legs, 2. One more push, knees down, lock the legs. You got it, 1. Inhale, breathing, come up. Turn around, relax on your back. Feet together, flex, legs locked, arms over the head. Inhale all of it, all of the air that you can, and sit up. Grab the toes, exhale all of the air out. Second set, right leg out, left leg in, please. Arms overhead, turn your upper body to the right and begin. Grab the foot, pull your toes, chin to the chest, head to the knee. Start, please. Now, one day you grab the foot, heel off the floor in the air, and then head to the knee. Roll in a little bit. Now you're here, just hold it in stillness. Sucking in the stomach a little extra when you exhale. That's good, Sean. As soon as you can push the sole of the left foot again into the inner right thigh, you'll be able to control the pelvis more. Left knee down, left hip down. Suck in your stomach once more. Looks good. Inhale, breathing, come up. Other side, left leg out, right leg in. Push the sole of the foot firmly against inner left thigh. Turn to your left and grab the foot. So I want pressure there. This might not seem like much of a strength posture at first, but the pressure between the inner left thigh, go ahead, head to the knee, and sole of the foot is important for the pelvis, the low abdomen, and the lower back. So you push the foot into the thigh, push the knee down, 2 hips equally on the floor. Inhale, breathing, come up. All right, bring the legs straight out in front of you, lie back. Sometimes it seems kind of like a runner stretch, so we think only about that straight leg, but that's only part of what we're doing. All right, grab the big toes, walk your hips back, right, left, right, left, right, left. So bring the thumbs upward like this, Nick. Yeah, and then hook the 2 fingers. Grab this way with these 2. Exactly, all right. Everyone chest up, stomach, and pull the toes back and begin. Push your knees down until the legs are locked. And then when they're locked, come forward. Center of the chest, breastbone slides forward. That's good, Keith, keep the legs locked. Now, Keith, you can press the elbow points forward, center of the chest, breastbone forward. Pull your toes back towards the chest as you're bringing elbows forward. So the toes and the elbows are actually going in the opposite direction. Freeze it there. Excellent, hold it. Awesome, inhale, come up. That's kind of a weird one, Keith, but you got it. All right. Great class, you guys. We'll finish with the spine twist and the breathing. Feet together, flex. Arms over your head, take a deep breath. Sit up, please grab the toes, strong exhale. Turn and face the left side of the room. Bend your left knee in front of you on the floor, or it can be straight if you need to. Cross your right foot over the left knee corner, heel touching the knee. Lean a little bit forward, both hips on the floor, then stretch your left arm up, try to touch the ceiling. Cross it over your right knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down, grab your left knee with the left hand. Bring your right arm behind you, either hand on the floor temporarily, pushing into the floor, put your hand on the back, palm facing out. Now inhale, sit up straight, turn your head to the right. Looks good, Brad, total spine twisting. Joints and cartilage of each and every vertebrae twisting to the right. Inhale, lift up the chest. Keep the chest up, exhale, everybody twist, look to the right, twist, chin to the right, twist. Untwist the spine, and we'll do the other side. Right leg under, cross the left foot over. Heel touching the knee, foot flat on the floor. Lean a little bit forward into your left so both hips and the right knee are on the floor. Inhale, right arm up, cross it over the left knee. Push your knee back, turn the hand palm down. If you can't reach the knee, lean forward, try to grab edge of the mat or even touch the floor there. Then left arm behind you, hand on the back, palm out. Inhale, sit up as straight as you can, turn and twist to the left. Look to the left without lifting or dropping the chin. Now you can take that hand, Nick, that's on the floor behind you and walk it around that way towards the mirror. So that's going to let your shoulder move. Exactly. Inhale, sit up everybody as tall as you can. That's it, Brad. Keep the chest lifted. Exhale, twist. Look to the left, twist. One more stomach in, twist. Untwist everything. Relax on your back. Feet together, flex, lock your legs. Arms overhead, take a deep breath in. Sit up, grab the toes. Exhale all of it. All right, let's breathe together. Everyone sit down on your heels, knees and feet together. Hands on the thighs, elbows locked, and shoulders down. So the only thing moving is the abdomen. The only effort is on the exhale. Concentrate, one point in front of you. Let's begin. Exhale, exhale, exhale. So put your hands right on the thighs, neck, elbows locked. One, two, three, four. Watch me for a second. Two, three, four. Neck lock elbows. One, two, three, four. Chest up. Two, three, four. Exactly. Exhale, exhale. That looks good. Now try to move your abdomen right at the belly button area. It sucks in to exhale and then goes quite far out for the inhale. Exhale, 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 exhale. Keep your shoulders down, chest up. So you realize, oh yes, nothing is moving other than my abdomen and yes, the lungs and rib cage a little bit. Five, four, three, two, one. Take a deep, full inhale. Exhale, all of it. Keep elbows locked, chest up. Begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. One, two, three, four. Keep the chest up. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Shoulders stay down. Try to do some fast ones, Keith, right on the beat. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Even if they're not as complete right now. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. You got it. Now a little stronger towards the end, please. If you feel a little lightheaded, it's all right. Keep going. Five, four, three, two, one. Excellent practice, everyone. Please go ahead, turn around, relax on your back. Outstanding. You can separate your feet and arms a little bit from the center. Eyes closed or open is fine. Concentrate on your breathing. So you feel all of the inhale, whatever movement happens, and you feel all of the exhale. Whatever movement happens. Ideally, the belly's nice and loose and relaxed, and you feel that moving a little bit. But try to be with your breath. Concentration stays together like glue, just like Kate's chin and knuckles. Keep your concentration with your breathing. You're kind of stitching them together when you practice, training yourself to have things connected, right? Right now, connecting your concentration with your breathing and your body and all that awesome stuff that we've got going on. So keep it together like glue. It's a discipline. You use some strong decision making, strong willpower to do that. All right, let me know if you have any questions. I can't wait to see your calendars as they get colorful or black and white, whatever, anything is fun. And if you have some codes you want to add, I said last night, if you do a double, we need to have a code for a double, or you could write 90 twice. Anyway, there's plenty of creativity and fun to be had. So have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you all tomorrow. Bye-bye.